If you say what you want to do, you will be put in place to do it, to make it true to yourself. To be a good person in a good situation is too easy, so life gives you bad situations to be good in. But we focus on bad situations too much and let the darkness take over. Bad allows good to exist. So when situations appear tough, it could be the result of something we asked for, maybe a desire we have or a statement we made. Life gives us the opportunity to do what we say we want to do. Using a relationship of quarter note to a whole step can allow any melody to be turned into a rhythm and vice versa. For example, the rhythmic pattern 2 quarter notes and an eighth note, and then 3 quarter notes and an eighth note would be a major scale, which is 2 whole steps and then a half step, and then 3 whole steps and then a half step. We could gather more information if we learned to use our whole eye, peripheral vision, and not just the center. Focus the mind, not the eye. Using our peripheral vision would trigger our spirit and help us recognize the senses of emotion, feeling, imagination, and creativity. Most people are already aware of the sense of time, direction, balance, and fear, but don't think of them as real senses. As a musician, instead of trying harder, it would be better to try easy. You must feel music at all times and in all things. Teaching completes the circle of knowledge. When we consciously and purposefully engage our feelings with music, her power grows. Since music is a vibration that penetrates the listener, lacing it with an emotion makes it that much more potent. There's only one air. There's only one water. Music is the same. Once you connect with her, I mean really connect with her, you got to feel her, you see. And once you do, you have the chance to connect to everybody else who feels her in the same way. We can connect to each other, the animals, to Mother Nature, to all kinds of objects. Everything is a vibration. The most powerful vibration is love. Music helps us connect with each other because we love each other and we love music. Low self-esteem, dishonesty, selfish ego, and similar attributes bring our vibrations down. When we are individually out of phase, it diminishes our connection to music. In turn, we connect with each other less. Awareness, feeling, and real music are keys. And love is essential. People don't feel music anymore, and we've forgotten how to listen. So feel deeply, honestly, and as much as possible. Hug each other, speak to each other, recognize and respect each other, sing together and play music together. Love each other and love yourself. Music brings people together, not only to feel, but to agree on what we feel. That is powerful. Don't ever be afraid to feel, and don't be afraid to show how you feel. Ideas are vibrations. Change your mind and you have changed your vibration. Never underestimate the power of doing something wrong. If you want to improve at anything, be accepting of your mistakes. Don't waste time feeling bad about it. Turn your attention toward gratitude. Be thankful for the lesson and make a point to be better from now on. You can do it. When you honestly thank someone or something, you inadvertently and purposefully give a part of yourself to that person or thing. The more you do it, the stronger and more permanent the bond becomes. Think about it. A team is always stronger than the individual players. So even before you play, pair up. Pair with your instrument. Pair with your audience. Pair with music. Do it before you start a task. In other words, the best way to prepare is to prepare. Problems only exist in the future, and the future is all in your mind, or in the imaginary past. Time isn't anything except a series of events. Events come and go, but now is always what is. Things are always better right now. Remember that. The time is always now. Just repeat that phrase when things seem bad. The past is history, and the future is a mystery, but now is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Now is a gift. So do your best in every moment. Keep doing your best and keep your awareness on the beauty of the now which allows you to put your stamp on the current time. You put your signature on the now and then carry it forward, and that's how you create time. Determine what your future will be by deciding what the current time is right now. Only you can decide what the current moment is. Put your stamp on it. Put your signature on the current time. That's a true time signature. All instruments sound the same when they are silent, and they don't make a sound until we touch them. That should make it clear where real music is coming from. Music comes through you, the instrument. Music comes through you, not the instrument. Be musical first. If you never touch an instrument in your life, be musical. One of the reasons children learn so quickly is because their imaginations are incredibly strong and vivid. The brain doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. Music is good. Love is good. Music and love together is the best. Everything is more powerful with love inside. Whenever you write a song, make sure to retain the publishing rights. Listen, feel, play, and be real. And live an honest life. Sometimes musicians begin to stray. They become bored and unmotivated. Instead of being driven by experiences and the music, they become addicted to compliments. And when they don't get them, they feel as if their audience is wrong. They may know that they're a good musician, but they become dependent upon hearing it. So a little success can steer your ego in a wrong direction. If you also become driven by money, then the income becomes more important than the music. The ego is a powerful thing. It can be both helpful and harmful. It is an individual stamp that declares you unique and special, but everyone is unique and special. Everyone has their own stamp. As soon as you assume your uniqueness to be better than someone else's, problems will arise. You don't believe in yourself because you don't know who you really are. You think that you're not good enough, so you need other people to tell you. But it won't be real until you know it to be true. It's not who you think you are that keeps you from getting there. It's who you think you aren't. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. You are always enough. Good teachers sometimes delay the truth just to keep the student thinking for him or herself. And in that way, they realize their own power. Time can be whatever you want. People do it all the time without realizing it. Because when they're doing something they really enjoy, time seems to go by very quickly. But when they're bored, time slows down. So we make the change. Our perspective changes unconsciously. Time is a suggestion, not a rule. Time is bound by you, not the other way around. The best way to continue developing is to teach what you know. You must give to get, but you must first get in order to give, which means you can only give what you already have gotten. The best way to add energy is through emotion, and add that potency to the now, and the now will expand. In simple terms, pay attention to the now, and it will pay you back with more time. Have fun with moderate focus, and time zooms by rapidly. Time is always on your side. You can take control over an entire room with the 10 elements of music, especially dynamics. Used to quiet the room, but also to feel. And rhythm, dynamics, articulation, tone, notes, phrasing, space, listening, and elements within the elements. The teacher is always present, but the student is not always wise enough to see. When the student is ready, he will recognize the teacher. If you don't know what to play, and you're in front of an audience, consider it a blessing. If your audience already knew everything you were going to play, they would be bored and you would be disappointed. So use the element of surprise to your advantage, even with yourself.